Hey guys, welcome to the Fit Dad Lifestyle Podcast. The Fit Dad Lifestyle is a community and supplement brand where fathers support other fathers throughout the journey of fatherhood. We believe that maintaining a healthy lifestyle isn't about crash diets and the latest workout craze. Instead, we offer dads the education, resources, and support they need to maintain a balanced lifestyle long term. There aren't a lot of dedicated community groups for dads, and we know that men are generally less likely to talk about the challenges they face in life. So we wanted to go above and beyond the meal plans and quick fixes and offer a way for fathers to communicate in a helpful, negative-free environment. Whether it's supporting your partner when a new baby arrives, balancing work and the kids, or just fitting in time to get your health and fitness back on track. This podcast aims to inspire, motivate, and encourage you to be the best father you can be and the leader that your kids want to see you be every day. It's brought to you by Fit Dad Fuel. Fit Dad Fuel is our supplement range. Our supplement range helps support this podcast, the workouts, the online education, and the amount of work that goes on behind the scenes to help keep everything as cost-free as possible for dads worldwide. Enjoy the episode. Here it is, guys.
Guys, welcome to episode 150 of the Fit Dad Lifestyle Podcast. Before we get into the episode, I just want to let you know we've reduced our trial boxes of the Fit Dad Fuel supplements by $10. So you can get them now for $16.95 plus $9.95 postage anywhere in the world. Just use the discount code TRIALBOX10, all in capital letters, at the checkout and it'll be applied for you. Rightio, guys, into the episode. I want to talk about beast mode, overtraining, trying to go hardcore, trying to do things that might not necessarily be the best for you, best for your body, best for your mind, and best for your future. Now, this used to be me. Every session I planned, every session I completed, I was trying to go next level, harder than the day before, and trying to impress people I perceived to actually give a shit about me. I was more interested in fucking myself over day in and day out for the fake satisfaction of people that actually didn't give a shit about me in hindsight than I actually cared about my own personal health. It was a downward spiral. It wasn't sustainable. It led to injury after injury with knees, backs, shoulders, and just on rinse and repeat, the same thing was happening over and over again. It led to mental health breakdowns. It led to bad place and took years to fight out of. But you don't know that from the outside. I mean, you could have had your theories, but us as men, us as dads, us as humans are very good at smoke and mirrors if we need to. And behind the wall on social media, you can get very good at just posting what you want people to see. You know, it wasn't until I started being a lot more real and a lot more open, a lot more honest and a lot more, you know, out there on social media that I come to find out people actually want to see the real you. People want to actually, you know, interact with yourself. And that was my biggest thing with starting the Fit Dad Lifestyle, you know, a couple of years ago now and starting the group. 95% of the time, I'm always responding as myself from my own personal profile because I find that resonates with everyone. If I just stood behind the, you know, the Facebook page and the Fit Dad Lifestyle company page, then it doesn't connect. You become across so corporate and I don't want it to be like that. I want it to be completely transparent and people to actually, you know that they're talking to a real person behind, you know, a real account. You know, the thing is, you know, we can sometimes question our health and well-being and we can flick that narrative very quickly online. You know, the way we're training, the way we're living, the way that we're dealing with mental health issues, you know, the way that we are pretending that everything is okay. But guess what? It doesn't help you long-term. Trust me. I cleaned up my socials. I tightened my friend circle. I stopped trying to go hard. I stopped trying to go in beast mode all the time. I found Pilates And I know you're probably thinking Pilates, you know, and it is getting a lot more accepted. But 5 years ago, 8 years ago, when, you know, I was in the midst of, you know, trying to go hard and always injured and always sore and never really recovering, I got recommended to do Pilates. Now, in hindsight, I wish I could go back then. Right now, it's one of my big regrets is not listening and, you know, losing the ego that I had in the time. Like, I'm not going to go to Pilates and, you know, do that for half an hour, do that for an hour. I'd rather go to the gym and lift heavy and, you know, or go smash myself doing some circuit or something like that. But it is the greatest thing that I haven't found. I believe me, I've done it before, but the best thing I've stuck with for my core stability and for my overall, you know, health and wellness. You know, I would be in such a better position right now with the way my body, you know, moves and my body operates if I just listened to those professionals, you know, 8 years ago and didn't have that ego and that pig-headedness of actually doing what I thought was best. You know, I also stopped yo-yoing my nutrition. I stopped with the 8 week challenges leading into summer and then blowing it back out because I was on the holidays for 3 weeks and then coming back and decided I need to get back in shape. You know, so I'd do another 4 week crazy shred and then, you know, on top of that, I'd then blow out again because I'd, you know, travel or I'd just go through a binge eating phase. And it was just a vicious cycle of, you know, eating crap, eating good, eating crap, eating good. I didn't have any sustainability. I didn't have any balance. What I'm doing now, you know, is I'm stop trying to impress people I don't know or people I do know. You know, I started to speak my truth and my own views. I didn't hold back because it wasn't, you know, correct or someone might say something because of me like I might have done in the past. You know what? I become happier. I become more present. I was more happier with how I look and how I look right now compared to when I was going absolutely crazy and dieting like mad. Because that's not happiness, guys. That's not sustainable. And, you know, yeah, you might be able to get this one shot in this perfect angle and this perfect lighting and, you know, in the morning after not eating anything and 1,000 calories less and, you know, really depleting the water. But guess what? That afternoon, you don't look like that. That photo, yeah, you might hang on to that for the, you know, next 5 years, but it's pretty hard to sustain. You know, I become more better with my mental health. You know, I sought out expert health. You know, my relationship improved. My outlook on life improved. I found my purpose. I found my passion. I stopped comparing myself to others. That's the biggest struggle that I find in this whole social media world is the comparison game. You know, why are we constantly looking at these people and comparing ourselves to them? I get it. You know, you see a guy that's absolutely shredded or got huge muscles or got the, you know, huge house or the car or the so-called perfect family or career. And is it jealousy? Is that what happens? Is it because you want what he's got? But the thing is, your life is not like his. It hasn't been for the last 30 years. You know, where he is right now is a culmination of 10, 20, 30 years of things that he has had to endure in his personal life. The sacrifices that guy has had to make. You know, the opportunities that guy has been given. You know, it didn't all happen on a platter. I can guarantee anyone you're comparing yourself against right now, whether it's, you know, financial, whether it's health, whether it's, you know, looks, whether it's, you know, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. That person didn't just stumble into that situation. Every part of their life, from their upbringing as a child to their schooling to, you know, their first job at, you know, the supermarket or McDonald's to everything in between, has led to the position they're in now. You comparing yourself against them is completely irrelevant because your life will never be like theirs. Your partner will never be like theirs. Your relationship with your kids will never be like their relationship with the kids. And the best thing we can start doing is stop being jealous of other people's success. other people's situations, other people's, you know, roles in the world. We can only concentrate on what we do. You know, the jealousy of others is what is going to hold you back from achieving what it is that you're after. You know, when I stopped my jealousy of others' success, this is what happened next. I become the success I was personally looking for. My dreams become my goals, which we then achieved multiple times over as a family unit. Massive opportunities got presented. True friendships for the family blossomed. And the reason why? I stopped trying to achieve 10 years of goals in 10 days or 10 weeks or 10 months. I found a lifestyle I could sustain for the next few decades. You know, what I'm doing right now, I can sustain this level of lifestyle for the next 10, 20, 30 years. My nutrition, I eat well 80, 90% of the time when it's in my control. If it's not in my control, I don't dwell on it. I don't, you know, suffer because of it. I don't hold back. You know, if I'm at a party, a wedding, a funeral, an event, I choose the better option if it's in my control to actually have that choice. But if I can invite someone for dinner and this is what we're having, well, then that's what I have. You know, same goes for any treats, any, you know, if I want to have a beer or something like that. You know, I don't go overboard, but I also don't deprive myself because I'm not trying to jump on stage and 5 months time, 5 weeks time and, you know, win the next bodybuilding competition. I'm not trying to be on the front cover of Men's Health magazine in, you know, 6 months time. Guys, I'm out here trying to do the best I can for my own personal health and well-being because that's going to give me the best opportunity to continuously be there for my children for the next 5, 10, 15 years until they leave home. And then also be there for the grandchildren eventually after the fact. You know, as I said in the last podcast, one of my biggest goals with keeping fit and healthy is never having to tell my children no. No matter what they want to do, whether it be rock climbing, surfing, skating, running, gym, Zumba, you know, whatever the case is, I never want to have to say no to them. Because if I can maintain at least a level of health and fitness where I can do all those at a basic level, then that's a win for me. That allows me to then go out and experience different things and enjoy the passions that my children have. You know, and yes, they're going to get faster, stronger, you know, and do things at a more ultimate level. But at least they'll be out there. At least they'll be involved. At least they'll be a present. At least they'll be able to experience different things and not have to look back in 10, 20 years' time and go, shit, I really wish I learned how to, you know, swim more or surf more or ski more or whatever the case is and, you know, did that with the kids because, you know, now I'm looking back at the excitement they're doing and my body's broken down and, like, I can't do it anymore. You know, I'm actually training less now, but I'm in a better position overall from, you know, health and wellness, you know, mental health, physical health, you know, everything combined. I'm only training in the gym 3 times a week, max. You know, any more than that, I feel like I'm overdoing it. I'm running 3 times a week as well. Not necessarily, you know, split. It's not gym, run. Sometimes it is, but sometimes it's not. You know, I'm doing a lot more bodyweight circuits at home because when I am at home, I'm currently in America at the moment, so I can't do it. But when I'm at home with the kids, it makes more sense for me to be outside. And whenever the kids get curious enough to come join in or ask what I'm doing or why I'm doing it, it becomes about happiness. It becomes about laughter. I lose the side of needing to do it for reps. I lose the side of needing to do it for time or complete a circuit in this amount of time. I can do that any time of the day in my own time. But when my kids are there and showing interest, I just want to be present. I want to be involved. You know, that extra 5 pull-ups, that extra minute of push-ups, that extra, you know, run around the block is not going to make or break that session or as a whole. And that's the beauty of maintaining a lifestyle that you can do you know, by just being active every single day, eating well 90% of the time, and not necessarily overdoing it or going into that beast mode. You know, I haven't given up my love for chocolate. I haven't given up, you know, any extra meals that we might do with the family, whether it's a pizza on this day or a fish and chips that day, or, you know, going out for dinner here and there. You know, hanging with the kids more and more has really shown me my true approach to living that fit dad lifestyle. I'm fit. I can keep up with, and if not, you know, be more competitive with any of my friends in any, you know, fitness realm, circuits, you know, or anything like that. But it's not a goal of mine now to, you know, need to compete with them or prove to them that I am better. But it's great to also know that the level of fitness and, you know, my approach to this whole methodology of, you know, spending more time doing stuff that's more passionate to me and better off for me in the long term than going to the local CrossFit class and, you know, completely destroying myself because I'm trying to compete with, you know, the mate next door, it doesn't serve me any justice anymore. All I'm concentrating on doing, and all I want for you, is to concentrate on being 1% better than yesterday. That's it. It's really simple, guys. 1% better than yesterday. It changed my life, and I can guarantee it will change yours too. Don't be afraid to slow down and get back to basics. Beast mode, or going hard, or trying to destroy yourself and being sore for 3 days, you know, because you've done this mad leg session. It was great in the 20s. It was great in the army. It was great when I was running personal training businesses. You know, that friendly competition, that, you know, sense of achievement. But the 1% method, it compounds. And it compounds over the year, and you get far better results than any yo-yoing of your nutrition or fitness plans will ever give you. Guess what? You can also sustain it for the next 30 years. You don't have to go through injury after injury. You don't have to go through plateau after plateau. You can do things that are of interest to you, not doing things because you think it's going to impress people that don't actually give a shit about you in the first place. Guys, keep crushing fatherhood. Keep doing it for the bigger mission. Keep being 1% better than yesterday. And guys, I guarantee by the end of 2022, if you just improve 1% better than the day before, you're going to be so far in front of where you ever thought possible, it won't even be funny. So guys, slow down, get back to basics, find your passion, find what works for you, stop comparing yourself against others, and just work on the small 1% task of being better than the day before, both with your health and wellness, both as a father, with a relationship with your wife, with your job. And I guarantee by the end of the year, you're going to be so far ahead of wherever you thought you could get to. You're going to be absolutely amazed with the results. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll speak to you very soon. Cheers.